The moment that protesters broke into Millbank Tower in Westminster chanting Tory scum in reference to the Conservative-led coalition government, which is planning a radical overhaul of higher education funding in England. Placards have been set on fire and student protesters and police have been involved in a standoff with demonstrators surging forward and clashing with officers. Hundreds of coachloads of students and lecturers have travelled to London from across England for the rally. And as they took to the streets around Westminster, inside the House of Commons, Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg, a Liberal Democrat, was being put under pressure by Labour's deputy leader, Harriet Harman.
In April, he said that increasing tuition fees to £7,000 a year would be a disaster. What word would he use to describe fees of £9,000?
I think, Mr. Speaker, there's actually more... There is more consensus than she concedes on the simple principle that people who benefit from going to university should make a contribution for the costs of that university education. The question is, how do you do it?
But Nick Clegg admitting his Liberal Democrats have had to drop their opposition to increased tuition fees because of Britain's need to cut its budget deficit, insisted Labour would have had to do something similar had they won May's general election.
She and her party also had plans to make massive cuts in the department's budget, which would have affected higher education.
The National Union of Students says it will attempt to force by-elections in the constituencies of MPs who go back on pledges to oppose fee hikes, although there's no legislation currently in place to require this. But with violence breaking out on the streets of London, NUS President Aaron Porter, whose organisation planned the rally, insisted it was intended to be entirely peaceful.
50,000 other students tried to make a peaceful protest about the extravagant government cuts and the trebling of tuition fees. Of course, we stand by that message, but I absolutely condemn the actions of violence that some perpetrators have now gone off as a splinter.
The coalition is cutting higher education funding by 40% in its austerity drive, with tuition fees possibly trebling at some universities to as much as £9,000 a year, around €10,000. The government insists the poorest students will actually pay less than they do under the current system. Critics claim the move will put thousands of people off higher education and saddle those that do go to university with tens of thousands of pounds in debt. This is Ollie Barrett in London reporting for The World.